This is the North Georgia Life Podcast. Embrace life where you live. Welcome back to the North Georgia Life Podcast. It's Jake, your host. Today's episode, we're with Creative Enterprises, which is a nonprofit in North Georgia. They have multiple locations, and it is an organization that is kind of one a great example of why we do the podcast. Even though they've been around for decades, there's a bunch of people who, one, don't know that they're there and need to know that they're there, and even more people that will come across someone who needs to know that they're in our community, they're in our area, and how they help serve multiple different people groups. And the reason I say people groups is because they are in the nonprofit space to serve adults with special needs, disabilities, and I say adults, we'll say 18 and over, which is the when students age out of school programs or state assistance for those developing years. There's not a whole lot for anyone, quite frankly, in this population after the age of 18 to 22. So somewhere in that range, it's just like, best of luck, we wish you well, we don't have anything for you. And that's where Creative is one of those organizations that steps in to help fill that gap and to provide services and to provide help, not just for those individuals, but also for the families involved. A lot of people that are not part of this population, meaning you don't have someone with a special need or disability in your own family, don't have any idea of the weight that those family members carry, because this is now their life as well. But I say there's like this multiple people groups, because you will hear from three different people in the organization that you're going to hear life before Creative, and you're going to hear life during and in the midst of Creative, and you will hear the same thing, which is, my life was all right, and then my life got way better as I engaged with the Creative mission and all that they're doing. My life is better. It's more full. It's happier. It's more joyful. And in the world that we're in now, and I say now, meaning like post COVID, or I don't even know. I don't know what post COVID even means anymore. It probably depends on which news anchor you ask. But there's a lot of us that had a hard reset in terms of our own mission in life, our own joy levels, our happiness, our levels of purpose, fulfillment, whatever you want to call it. And we've not had a good reset on that yet. It's not gotten back to where we remember it being. And I will tell you, in the world that we're in, and especially in the I'll never forget one of the interviews I saw years ago with someone who has a child who has Down syndrome. One of their comments was, they're the most forgiving person, this family member of theirs. They have the best attitude of anybody I know, and they've never had a bad day. And so if you need to be around people like that, they're going to help you internally. This might be a phone call or an email you need to send off once you get done listening to the episode, of saying, hey, you know, here's my background, here's my time availability, here's whatever. With that as the intro, if you're tracking us on social media, we are horribly, woefully, horrendously behind on social media this year. We've had some transition in our social media management, and it's honestly, podcast social media has gotten like way down the list in terms of priorities with the rest of life. If you would like to help us, just start sharing some episodes. Just tell some friends about the podcast. Anything that you've listened to that was like you really enjoyed, or you thought about, oh, I need to go back and listen to that story again, like, just share that, just tag it on social media, whatever. If you're like, hey, you guys really, you really are doing a terrible job on social media this year, and you're like, hey, I could give you, 10 minutes a week and just, post a couple things or whatever, like, we'll take it. Like, we're, like most of people, like we're fighting for minutes back in our calendar every week. So if that's something you're good at, you like doing, you want to help, you know how to find us on social media, but you can email me at northgeorgialifepodcast@gmail.com. And obviously that's the email if you have future ideas, suggestions on people, organizations, places that kind of fit what we're doing and you would like to give them an opportunity to be on the podcast. We're always open to suggestions. And with that, we'll get started with Creative Enterprises.
Welcome back to the North Georgia Life Podcast. This is Jake, your host. And today we are featuring a nonprofit that a lot of people don't know is in our North Georgia area and is, I think, a growing resource that people, one, will need to be aware of in the years and decades ahead, but two, is just kind of a niche market, if I can use that term, for the nonprofit sector. So we're here with Lisa Bennett, who's the regional manager. We have Abby Otwell, who is going to be joining us in a few minutes, hopefully. She's the regional coordinator. We're actually in their Cleveland location, which is in the process of opening. By the time this podcast gets out, it will have already opened, but for the time being, we are in the midst of kind of like a decorating rehab move-in process right now. So if there's some background noise, you just have to forgive us.
That's right.
Lisa, thank you for your time. I know you've got very obviously a lot of things going on right now. So you and I connected because I saw you guys were in the local paper about your organization. And as we were just talking about, from us and from clients of ours, like there's so many great local resources in North Georgia that people have no idea is here. And I saw the article in the paper, had never heard of your organization. And I was like, this is exactly why we do the podcast. So can you give us just a quick intro on you? Are you a Georgia native?
Yes, I was born and raised in Cumming.
Okay.
Went to school there. I did go to Athens,
okay,
to UGA and got my degree there.
Yeah.
So I started this whole thing out with, I knew that I worked for the school system. So, and Forsyth County has a large school system. And I taught and then I went into administration. So after our students graduated in Forsyth County Schools, mm-hmm. there was really nowhere for them to go after. Mm-hmm. And I used to teach school there, and I'm like, I am not letting all those years that I have, worked with these people mm-hmm. go to waste, because mm-hmm. if they don't practice it, they don't remember it, just yep. like me. So I got with Creative Enterprises in Lawrenceville, and we just hit it off. Everything went marvelously. We ended up getting a church building, an old church building, that the city of Cumming owned, and we leased it for $1 a year.
Wow.
And down there we just bought the land, so we're going to build a new building on that location because we have about 100 people there.
Wow.
And then shortly, probably 3 years ago, we opened the Dawson location, and they're currently serving around 40 people there now.
Okay.
And then this location will start low, but it'll grow.
Yeah.
Also.
And when you were in the school system, what did you teach, or what student population did you work with?
Oh goodness, I worked with all of them. I think I worked with people who have autism, mm-hmm. intellectual disabilities, behavior disorders, emotionally disturbed, physical disabilities. Mm-hmm. So during the span of teaching over 20 years, I pretty much worked with every area.
Yeah.
And then when I stopped doing that, I was a preschool facilitator.
Okay.
For a year or two, and then I was assistant director of special ed.
And so you were seeing kids that were in what I would say would be probably a day-to-day pretty intensive assistance and aid and education mm-hmm. program. Then they were going, after school and then the summers, and there wasn't any resources. And then when they get to the age of graduating out of the mm-hmm. school system and transitioning out, not a whole lot there.
Right.
And that's so right. that's where you found Creative Enterprises, and that was their, has it always been kind of their focus?
Once you graduate high school, and for our population, they can stay until they're 22. Mm-hmm. So once they graduate from high school, Creative is a place they can go because we are an educational program. We're working on really, my focus is on how can we make this person as independent as possible. I know White County, I don't think, has group homes. We don't have them in Forsyth, but I just couldn't stand to see, you know, them sitting home. Mm-hmm. So once I met with Lee McIntosh, who's the CEO of Creative Enterprises, because I knew nothing about Medicaid billing, and that's how we're funded. So, you know, you just don't decide to just start doing something and not know anything about it. I knew about the people. I know disabilities.
Yeah.
But the business side of it, So I always wanted to work with, we call them clients or individuals, right. And I always wanted to continue working with them and just see as they get older what opportunities we can give them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think since we've even opened Incoming, which was 2016, we've all opened up a world of difference for these people.
Mm-hmm.
We now do vocational rehabilitation. So if your person just needs a job or needs mm-hmm. help on a job, we have people who will come in and do job readiness, job training, and help them actually get a job and work with them on keeping the job. So that's a big focus, but yeah. We know everybody can't work and everybody doesn't want to work. So we have volunteer opportunities for our clients. So we might go to a thrift store and volunteer. We just started Creative Scoops, which is we're selling ice cream at mm-hmm. events. And the biggest issue our folks face is social skills. I think we're kind of past the days of hugging everybody, but I want everybody in White County to see the worth mm-hmm. of these people, and you have to believe that they're going to provide something for this community that's mm-hmm. going to be great. And you have to believe they learn, because they will learn. You just give them opportunities.
Yeah, I think for a lot of us, we got a little bit of a taste of maybe what it might be like to be part of the special needs or the disability population when COVID happened, and all of our day-to-day normal social work interaction went away. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if that was just your future.
Right.
And there was no coming back to work, there was no mm-hmm. you know, we're starting sports again. There was none of that, but that, you know, because that's effectively your support system, your social interaction, all of those things. When you age out of the school system, there's no
end. Friends. You have no friends because they typically don't keep up with each other.
Yeah.
You lose your whole social life.
Yeah.
And that's just unacceptable mm-hmm. to us. We know that they're going to provide a lot of great experiences for everybody mm-hmm. if you just get to know them.
Yeah, awesome.
But that's a great comparison between COVID and this, because that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
And as parents are aging, you know, they're worried about their mm-hmm. sons or daughters, what's going to happen when I die. So we help them with all kinds of like preparation, trust, things like that mm-hmm. we can help with, and just be a wealth of knowledge for the community mm-hmm. because I don't feel like a lot of the community members know about what's offered from the state. This is going to be an education for them,
yeah,
but it's going to be a good one.
You and I had not talked prior to this, so we have a 6.5-year-old who's on the autism spectrum. All of the helpful information, it's the parents who just kind of like you said, it's not acceptable that there's not a resource. It's not acceptable that there's not an answer. It's not acceptable that you call a doctor's office and somebody doesn't know. Like, there is help out there. You just have to be willing to not give up and keep looking. So, you know, we got connected with an adaptive swim program, which we had earlier this year on another episode. Shout out to Angelfish GA. In our son, he didn't get kicked out. He got graduated this week. They literally turned to us when he was having his lesson in the pool. They're like, he doesn't need to come anymore. He's safe in the water now.
Oh, good.
At the start of this year, he would have drowned.
Right.
And so he can, you know, in four to 5 months, he was able to go from cannot be without a life vest, floaties, and a person in the water with him. To he can go to the bottom of an 8-foot pool and get himself back up and find, you know, tread water, and is just happy as a clam.
Right.
And it was through another parent sharing with us that there was this thing, and we had no idea that this was a thing. We would have never found it without that parent connection. And so all of the things that you just said, as a parent, you know, in this world, 1,000% yes stamp on all of that, because people don't know. And it is a growing part of our population. And I think once you get in, once you get in it, it's maybe some of the best of our population, because a lot of these people have better days than most of us. They let go of things faster than most of us. They are just happy to be there, which, you know, for most of us when we go to work is maybe not our sentiment. But you're 100% right. Like, people don't know what they don't know, and they don't know what's there, and they don't know how to find it. Even with Google.
And people aren't going to come up and say, hey, did you know you could get $50,000 through the waiver of services? You know, they're not going to come tell them that.
Probably an unfair question. If there's like a most common need or request that you get or service you provide, and then just you kind of already shared a little bit of that, but in practical sense, like, what is that? What does it look like for a client of yours in just a day-to-day experience with you guys?
All of our clients are different. Some are older, some are younger, some have more abilities than others. But that's the good thing about Creative, is we provide what they need. So I may have two or three over here who are interested in going out in the community and volunteering. And so we find a place and we take them out, and that's what we do. We have some that are more disabled, who don't speak or, you know, need to be tube fed. And we have a nurse that will provide those services here. So none of this is of any cost to them if they have the Medicaid waiver. And I feel like that's something we're going to have to educate people on here, because, you know, the school system is now is aware. I mean, before it was like, what's the point? There's nowhere for them to go. But I think the school system's going to be great in promoting what we need. But I want people to see us as not only a place that they can bring their child, caregiver, person, you know, whatever, here, and they know they're safe, and they know they're happy, and they know they're learning things. That's what I need, you know, and I want the families to trust us. We've served over 200 people, and, you know, it's just learning their disabilities, what they like, what they don't like, and, you know, with a child with autism, what's their triggers, things like that. So every day is a little bit different, and everybody may do different things, but we're all with the same focus.
From being in education to doing what you're doing now, if you could go back and do something different, or, man, I wish I had learned this, you know, earlier, or I wish we had waited and done this a little bit, you know, later or less aggressively or whatever. Any just kind of in your world of having gone from, we'll say, the public sector to the nonprofit sector, like, any words of guidance that you would give somebody that's in that transition, or maybe somebody that's been in that world that is retiring and they're like, well, I don't know what to do, because I've got this special set of skills, whether it's a, you know, speech therapist or, you know, a guidance counselor with the school system that's kind of been through it all. What would you, anything that kind of sticks out that you would?
Of course, there's things I probably would have done different, but I guess ignorance is bliss sometimes. And I am blissful a lot. Luckily, I didn't have to learn a lot about the Medicaid waiver and about, you know, I did policies, procedures, things like that. But I'm always in such a hurry to open, because that's one more day that these folks are sitting at home. And, you know, some parents can't work because of that.
Yeah.
and this will at least give them an opportunity for them to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I would really do a whole lot different. It's just trial and error, and I make mistakes every day. But it is a heart thing and a God thing, because you know, we're doing this as our mission. This mm-hmm. is what we do.
Yeah, this is definitely a calling for sure. Do you have any favorite memories, best moments from your time doing this?
I think some of the best moments of Creative is finding that if you set out on a mission, people are going to help. And I think coming was totally, I mean, we had asked to use that building. The mayor told us no. We went back and approached him and he told us yes.
Wow.
So we couldn't have started without that building. In Dawson, Abby's parents go to Harmony Baptist mm-hmm. Church. They said they would house us, they would remodel it and do all that for free.
Wow.
So everything is just kind of like, oh my gosh, you know, falling into place.
Yeah. All right, so we got a quick transition. We have Nick Crumley that just stepped in. And Nick is, we wanted to make sure we got Nick on here. Nick is the supervisor at the Dawson location. So has a little bit different, background and life experience and time with the organization.
Yes,
so you're at the Dawson location?
Yes, sir.
So real quick background on you, just kind of where you came from, how you got here.
Okay. So when I was 17, my mom decided to be a host home provider. So what that is that someone who is not related to a person with mm-hmm. a developmental disability, and they open their home and they just become, the person becomes part of the family. He goes on vacation with us. He does everything with us. He's, you know, part of everything we do. He's there with us. So she's had him for like 20 years. And through that, that's kind of how I decided this is what I wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
is to work with this population. So I started as a direct support person for one person. And then just through a series of events, I came to know Lisa and work at Creative. Was supposed to be part-time for a little while, and that was 5 years ago, which if you know Lisa, that's kind of how she does. She's great. And I fell in love with what we do, and
yeah.
fell in love with Creative as a company. As somebody has worked with other companies, I can tell you firsthand, Creative is the company to go with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they care more about their staff, not only their staff, but they also care about the people that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is the most important thing, is the people that we serve.
So I'm gonna make sure I heard this right. So you're a 17-year-old kid, 16, 17-year-old kid,
right.
living a normal life.
Yeah.
Then what was that like of like, hey, Nick, small change in life.
Right.
This is what's gonna happen. Also, you don't pay taxes, you don't get a vote.
That's a little bit how it was, but not really. I mean, you know, our mom set us down and talked about, you know, this is what we want to do. How do we, you know, how do you feel about that? And
where did that come from for her?
So she applied for a job that was a mile and a half down the road,
mm-hmm.
and that's why she applied for the job. She knew that it was with people with special needs. My brother was has a learning disability, he was in special ed,
mm-hmm.
and so she knew a little bit about. Special ed had been around people with developmental disabilities very little, and so she just applied for it, and it kind of changed our life.
Wow.
But to get back to your question, the man was in the group home. He wasn't being treated correctly.
Mm.
His dad didn't know what else to do, and my mom said, what do you want to do? And he said, I want him to come live with you. And so
wow.
that's kind of how it went. And
oh, man.
But to answer your question, it was life-changing. 19 years later, it has still changed my life. You know, I don't know what I would be doing mm-hmm. if it hadn't been for that influence.
Wow.
Also, it blessed us way more than it inconvenienced us, or it changed our life for the better.
Yeah.
Way more than it did anything else. And then it's just part of life.
You've been doing this for how long now?
20 years.
Okay.
Accounting. I've been with creative.
Unfair question for 20 years of background. Best memory, story you share the most?
Probably as a teacher, being in a teaching, in a classroom, when you're trying to teach something and you see it click and you see it come on that they've learned how to do the dollar up method, or they've learned how to pay for something on their own, or they've learned how to do something independently without needing your help.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of my best moments.
And you get to keep having that moment.
Right.
Well, Nick, I'm going to let you get back to the renovation. Last but not least, Abby Otwell. So you're the regional coordinator?
That's correct. That's my new title, I'm told.
So how long have you been here with Creative?
I have been with Creative for 6 years.
Okay.
Yep.
And what was your background? Are you a Georgia native?
Yes. So born and raised in Cumming, Georgia.
Okay.
Went to UGA for my undergrad and then ended up at Georgia State for my master's degree. Both of my degrees are in social work.
Okay.
And I really thought I wanted to work in like child welfare services.
Mm-hmm.
But then my senior year at UGA, they kind of take your whole resume and flip you upside down and put you in a setting you've never been in. And I ended up in a day program, and it took me exactly one day to be like, this is what I want to do forever.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So God just kind of put
all
me
all undergrad, master's, and then one day you're just like, oh.
Yep.
So luckily
social work works for this job.
Yes, I was going to say, it
wasn't all wasted. But yeah, I did one day in a day program and just fell in love with it. And I ended up doing my internship with one in Athens my whole senior year of college, and then kind of switched gears for grad school and focused more on disability mm-hmm. than child welfare. And then I actually was in a wedding with Lisa's son, and we started talking about it, and he was like, well, you need to meet my mom, because at the time I wanted to open my own program more for like behavioral issues mm-hmm. and severe and profound disability. And so Lisa was like, well, let's just put two heads together, and why don't you just come work here?
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is history.
And yep. That was six years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
And which are you, do you work out of all locations, or are you primarily in one location?
So I am over Forsyth and Dawson, and then I'll be up here in Cleveland some.
Okay.
Yeah, while we get it open.
What is your favorite thing about the organization?
My favorite thing about the organization. One of my favorite parts about my job is, yes, I get my day-to-day interaction with the clients, and mm-hmm. I love them. But I also love being able to interact with their families.
Mm.
I feel like this group, the families often get forgotten mm-hmm. about, and the resources are so scarce. We get to fill that gap. So mm-hmm. not only do I have relationships with the clients, but I mean, all of the families have my personal cell number, and and I love that part of my job.
That's great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause for a lot of people, it's obviously overwhelming, but like we talked about earlier with Lisa, with just the kind of COVID analogy, like it's a very lonely mm-hmm. world because people don't understand because they really can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so having someone that's not just, making your next appointment on the other side of the desk, but like actually get it and like, mm-hmm. like you said, sharing your cell phone and those sorts of things. Those are the small things that are big things.
Mm-hmm.
So
we did a tour not that long ago for a gentleman who had just come out of the school system, and he's a big boy, nonverbal mm-hmm. autism. And his mom, when we were walking out the door, was like, thank you. And I could tell it's just this genuine thank you. And I was like, well, you're welcome, but what are you thanking me for?
Mm-hmm.
No need to thank me. And she said, because I can tell you're not scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
And that just broke my heart, because that's the reality of their lives. So just providing a place that they feel accepted, but also the families feel accepted mm-hmm. and seen in the community.
Yep. Favorite memory, greatest story you tell?
I have so many memories. I think I leave Creative every day with my love tank fuller than when it got there. And that's just the honest truth. But when I first came on, I did job placements. And some of my best memories are placing people in their first jobs and the pride that I got to see when they get their first paycheck, or even when they get the phone call saying, hey, you got the job. You know, that was something that they never saw for themselves. And then we accomplished that. And that's been some of my favorite memories.
That's awesome. So you're, I would say, early on in the process. Mm-hmm. This has not been your lifelong career, and you're, like, Lisa's retired.
Right.
You know, retired in air quotes.
Right. That girl's never going to retire.
You're much younger than retirement, unless you're independently wealthy, and I just don't know it. anything you would give in terms of guidance or counsel to someone who may be in an undergrad or a master's program or whatever, and is just kind of still a little bit like, I don't know if this is
right
where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
Like, if you had to look at you know, that period of your life and say, I wish I had gone back and did this, or I wish I'd known about that, or, you know, whatever, like, what would you give to someone who's in that season?
Right. So I'm honestly a little bit ashamed to admit this, but when I found out that I was placed in a day program, I called my mom sobbing. And was like, Mom, they've gotten it all wrong. And now I have to spend a year here. Like, what am I supposed to do? This is not what I want to do. And then it turned out being the best thing that's ever happened to me. So I would say, honestly, try things outside of your comfort zone, because that was totally outside of my comfort zone. And look how it worked out. So that would be a big piece of advice. And then just figuring out what your passions are. Mm-hmm. Because I found that one of my biggest passions is connecting people. Mm-hmm. And I get to do that every day now.
I was saying, that's your job.
So I would say, you know, don't, if it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. And just keep exploring. Mm-hmm. The options are limitless in all the places that you can work and all the things you can do.
That is a great story.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So y'all have a fundraiser coming up. We'll
yes.
make sure we talk about that before we leave.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So our Forsyth campus opened in 2016. We opened with 6 clients, and we are out of a old church building that was built in 1957. It's super inaccessible. The plumbing is awful. The AC is awful. And we have clients just packed in that place. We serve 100 clients out of that building. And we are in desperate need for a new space. So we just bought the land that we're currently on, and now we've launched a capital campaign called Build the Dream, and we need $1 million to break down ground on our new building. So we think the total cost of the building is going to be about $2.5 million, but we need $1 million in the bank to start, and we're currently at $700,000, so we're well on our way. But we have a concert at the Cumming City Center coming up on August 25th that we'll be doing some raffles and taking donations there. It's going to be super fun if anybody can make it out to that. And then you can also donate online or Venmo.
Right before we end every episode, I do something I like to call a lightning round, which is a question that has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
Best local meal you like to have. It can be Forsyth, it can be Dawson, it can be White County, like wherever. But if you're like, man, if I got just kind of a, you know, a stressful day or a great day or whatever, like, this is the local place that I go to.
No doubt, Los Rios Mexican Restaurant.
Which is?
In Forsyth County.
Forsyth County, where?
Yeah. Atlanta Road, like right across from Andy and Chevy.
Do you have a go-to on the menu?
I love their street tacos.
Ooh, yeah. I'm a sucker for street tacos.
It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff.
And it's, I'm going to get the address before I leave. So Los Rios?
Los Rios.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Plug for Los Rios.
Mm-hmm.
How do people find you, find your organization? Is there an easy way to go online and give, like any of those things, social media, all
yes.
that stuff?
Yes. So you can find us on Facebook. And then it's by campus. So like Creative Enterprises Forsyth County, Creative Enterprises Dawson County, Creative Enterprises White County. You can also go to www.creativeenterprises.org, and there's places to donate on there. I will say, if you're going on there and you want your money to go to a specific campus, make sure to designate that
okay.
when you go donate. And then you can also find us on Venmo at Creative Enterprises.
Okay.
Same thing with that. If you donate on there and want your money to go to a specific location, please specify.
Okay. So if somebody wants to go online and donate to the, you said it was Build the Dream,
mm-hmm.
Is there a banner, header, what's...
So you can actually go to www.buildcreative.org, okay. and that's just our building website. Okay. And anything you give on that website goes directly into that fund.
Okay.
Yep.
Good deal. Yes. Easy enough. All right. We've covered a lot of ground. You guys have some work still to do here, and I'm going to not impede that. So I'm going to get out of here. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank
and,
you.
And for what you guys do.
Thank you.
This is the North Georgia Life Podcast. Embrace life where you live.